Regina. Agriculture Minister David Marrott has issued an apology after nominating an individual charged with domestic abuse for a Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal. The apology was issued shortly after Global News reported Marrott had nominated Jim Wickett, Treasurer and Secretary and former Chairman of Farm Advocacy Organization Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association, for the medal after Wickett was charged with domestic assault. The Global story cited court documents they obtained from Freedom of Information indicating Wickett was charged with assaulting his wife and for possessing a firearm without a license in 2022, and had pled guilty to the assault charge on February 9, 2023. Marrott has issued the following statement on the situation, which is printed here in full. It is not appropriate for someone who is guilty of domestic abuse to receive a medal or an honor from the province. As Minister of Agriculture, last year I accepted ministry recommendations and put forward nominations of individuals who have served in the agriculture industry for the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal. Last week, I learned of the legal circumstances of one of the nominees, including a domestic violence charge and guilty plea. As a result, this individual was immediately asked to return the medal and he has done so. At the time of the nomination and at the time of the medal presentation, I was not aware of these circumstances. To be clear, I would never have nominated someone for such an honor had I known. I apologize to not only victims and survivors, but to all those who work every day to provide a future free of domestic abuse. As a government, we remain committed to doing to that same work. In speaking to reporters Tuesday, Marrott insisted he had acted immediately on the issue. As of last Wednesday, I found out that one of those names had been charged of domestic abuse. I took immediate action. I immediately reached out to the protocol office. My understanding is that the medal has been asked for back and has been returned. In terms of what the policy is that he followed, Marrott said they were asked to put forward names of people who were deserving of the medal who were engaged in the ag sector. That was the protocol that was used, he said. We just put the names forward to the protocol officer and we go through that process. Marrott also insisted the apology Tuesday was not in response to the Global News story from Monday. We took the action last week, that's what we did. Opposition critic for the status of women Jennifer Bowes was critical of the whole episode. I think it's showing a bit of an unfortunate pattern that we're seeing from this government, said Bowes, pointing back to the controversial invite of Colin Thatcher to the speech from the throne that saw an apology issued from the government days later. We're now seeing an award, an esteemed award, being given to someone who has been charged and plead guilty to domestic violence, said Bowes. We just continue to see a bit of a message from this government and a bit of a pattern that's emerging from this government where they seem to not be taking seriously what type of message it's sending to the province when people who abuse women are honored by this government.